Blog Talk Radio. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Good morning. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Welcome, Eagles of Fire. To God be the glory. Welcome to our time of prayer each morning to kickstart our fire and to walk with God. In the morning is the best time, really, to start our day. And we're even asking the Lord what to do considering this time that we have in the morning. But we are still going to go forward and continue to do as God has placed in our hearts to do. Tomorrow morning we have one special guest that will be coming forth, giving us our spiritual fitness devotion tomorrow. And then also then on Thursday. So we have some special guests that will be sharing their hearts to us, and so I'm excited about that. But I'm not going to tell you who yet. You're just going to have to dial in and wait till tomorrow to hear who's going to give us the nugget from heaven. Ah, praise the Lord. Now you're curious, huh? Anyways, to God be the glory. There's many things that's been going on in the last several weeks, and even more currently. And since we've been dealing with spiritual fitness, this will be probably the end of our week dealing with this subject matter. But the subject that I want to talk about is old shame. Old shame. We're going to give time to speak about this today just because many people are suffering through old shame that no longer is theirs, but the enemy would like to bring it back and make it something that is going to be standing in the forefront to hinder us and to bring us back to a place that God has delivered us from. And so I want to talk about that, because not only does it speak to me in areas that the enemy would try to bombard me with, but for those that I also love. And it's so disheartening to see how the enemy can still, but it is only for him to try us. It is what we do with that that makes the difference. And so I want to thank God for even allowing it to come about so we can recognize that either we really are delivered or we need still to be delivered. Amen. So in everything, as we've been talking about this week, in everything, give God thanks. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to open up our prayer lines for intercessors this morning. Glory be to God. Prophetess Paloma, are you with us this morning, sweetheart?
Good morning.
Wow, good morning. Sound like you've been up like a half hour earlier. I could tell in your voice. Good morning, Jasmine. I can hear you too. Amen. I can tell the difference. I can tell you just got up, or you've been up for a few minutes. You washed your face, or even you had brushed your teeth. Amen. But we're faithful to get up, and some of us sometimes get up online. Our eyes have not fully even opened up yet. It's still foggy. But we're going to get on the line this morning because we know we're going to get something to start our day. So praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to ask Catherine first to start us with prayer, and then I'm going to ask Prophetess Paloma, and then I'll bring up our topic for today, spiritual fitness, old shame. Amen.
Thank you, Father. We just thank you so much, dear Lord, for another brand new morning that you have entrusted us with, and you have lavishly given us this day so that we may rejoice and be glad in you. Oh, Father, I just loved that song that was being played earlier that it stated that I mean everything to you and you mean everything to me. Yes. And Lord, that is so true, Father. Your people that you hold in your hands mean everything to you this morning. Thank you, Father, so much for holding us in your hands, even when we're feeling like our world has just scattered and broken and crumbled, Lord. You still hold us in your hands, Lord, because we are important to you. You value us as we value you. You are the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. And you bring us, Lord, so much life and love because that's who you are within us, Lord. And we thank you that you desire to live in our hearts and ignite our hearts with your fire and your love and your passion for us, Lord. We thank you for those beautiful, beautiful gifts because you are the beautiful one. We behold you this morning. We lift up your name, O God, and we ask you to continue to increase that fire, deepen that fire. Lord, I thank you for being love, and we choose you today to start out our day because you have ordered our steps from the beginning of time. And we can partner with you. We can take one more step forward. We can just be that one that you desire to commune with. You desire to walk in the garden just like you did Adam. You yearned for that, O God. And I thank you and praise you, Lord, for that privilege, that honor, that you desire that with us, and you make it so special and so unique and so lovely. We just thank you, Father. We thank you. Thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you before the sun rises. We thank you when we can hear the beautiful birds chirping. We thank you for the rain, Lord, that you rain down upon us and you change it into R-E-I-G-N today. We thank you for new songs, Lord, that you well up in us just like a fountain that just permeates and saturates our innermost parts of our being, Lord. Oh, Jesus. We lift your name up high. Oh, thank you, Father, for moving. Thank you, Father, for holding. Thank you, Father, for placing us right where we are in your heart. You know, God, you see all things. And we thank you, Father, for the new things that you have for us. We can behold your newness for us, O God. We praise you, Father. We honor you this day. We honor you this hour. We thank you, Father, for Apostle Blossom and Apostle Paloma, Lord, and all those who are a part of Eagles of Fire. We thank you, Lord, for our nation, for our president, Lord. We thank you for so many things that you have provided for us, because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God who provides for your children in every way. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We praise you. We love you. We bless you. We thank you. We just praise you, God. We can't praise you enough. Our praise resounds within us, and it goes out to the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for sending your mighty angels before us and behind us and around us. We thank you for the comforting, ministering angels that you send as well. We thank you, Father. We thank you that when we are weak, you are strong. And we say yes and amen to you today. We say yes and amen to you. We partner and we ask you to align us perfectly and clearly and very specifically and uniquely with you this day. And we say yes and amen to you. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, God. You mean everything to us, God. Oh, Lord. You mean everything to us. You mean everything to us. Lord, you mean everything to us. Father, we love the way you wake us up in the morning. You give us a fresh breath of life, new hope, new mercies, new grace and favors, Lord. We adore you, Father. We adore you. We adore you. We lay our lives at your feet this morning, Father. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we understand that your ways are higher than ours. And your thoughts are not our thoughts, God. Mm-hmm. Father, you are the one who holds the universe in its place. You are the one who placed each star in its place, and you know them by name, Father. You count every strand of hair upon our heads, Lord. There is not one that could fall, and you don't know of it, Lord. Father, you know the words that will come out of our lips, Father, before it is even spoken, Lord. You know the desires of our hearts, God. Father, we thank you that you have chosen us. You predestined us, God. And we worship you. Father, the voice of my beloved, behold, he comes leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, he stands behind our wall. He is looking through the windows, gazing through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away, for lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard on our land. The fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. O, my dove, in the cleft of the rock, in the secret place of the cliff, let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your countenance is lovely. O, God, we love you. We love you, Father. And if everything is taken away from us, Lord, it doesn't matter as long as we have you. You are our everything, God. And as you are everything to us, we know that we mean everything to you, Lord. Because you gave your life. You placed your life for ours, Lord. And for that, Lord, we will always be grateful, Lord. And we surrender our lives, Father, to live it for you. For you, O God, we worship you. Ignite a greater passion within us, O Lord God. Ignite a greater love within us, O God. That the love that is within us could pour out of our pores, that your fragrance could come out of our bodies, Lord God. And we could say, as the psalmist said, that even our flesh desires you, Lord God. That even our flesh desires the more of you, Lord God. As we seek you, as we seek your face, as we seek your presence, Lord. So we lay our lives at your feet this morning, God. Pour a fresh ointment upon our lives. That your oil may overflow in our lives this morning, God. Oh, God, we adore you. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you.
You are the Holy One, O God. The Holy of Holy Ones. Hallelujah. We adore you, God. We are nothing without you. And we are everything with you. We adore you, Father. Glorify yourself even more, Lord. Strengthen our inner being, Lord God, as we seek you. As we have to press through, Lord God. Press through, Lord God. As we go through labor pains, Lord God. As we deliver, Father, what you have placed within us, Lord God. Father, strengthen us that we may see your glory at the end of it all, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name, Lord. We lift your name up high, Lamb of God. Oh, God. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Son of God. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Mm-hmm. The I am that I am. Mm-hmm. Resurrection and life. The bread of life. The truth. The way. Our path. Our redeemer. Our salvation. Our healer. Oh God. Our rock. On which we stand. Mm-hmm. Our stronghold, our tower. Hallelujah. We can call upon the name of the Lord and he will hear us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is the name upon all names. Hallelujah. Mm. Glory to your name, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. 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 You abide in the praise of your people. Jesus. We adore you. Mm-hmm. We adore you. We adore you. And we adore you, God. We glorify in you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, I love you. We love you. We love you so much, Father. You mean everything to us. Mm-hmm. And we thank you. We thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Lord, I thank you that you are our defender. I thank you, God, that you are the God of the army of heaven. I thank you, God, for your sword that just tears down and destroys darkness. I thank you for your angelic host that stand at attention to decree and to do as you have spoken on our behalf. Thank you. Thank you that you are our defender and our shield. Thank you. Thank you, oh God. Even when we don't even know and recognize that you have been defending us, even as the battles in the spiritual realm are going on, we can just rest knowing that all is well. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you so much for loving us, for just watching over us and encapsulating us in your love, Lord. While war rages on around us that we cannot always see, that you are watching and protecting us, God. Thank you. You are worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you've rescued us. That you've rescued us, God, even from ourselves. I thank you that you've rescued us from the old and brought us into the new. I thank you that you've given us fresh vision when we could not see. Thank you. To remind us and to let us know who we are in you. Hallelujah to your name. I thank you that you've given us victory that we can walk in. I thank you give us the light that we can see in the darkness. I thank you for the rope that holds us bound to heaven, that umbilical cord that keeps us locked into your heart. Thank you. Thank you for giving us a voice that out of our mouth your breath speaks and breaks chains and brings forth love at the same time. Lord, thank you. You have given us so many tools, but most of all, the word of life, which is your word. Thank you that as big as you are, God, the God of many waters, the God of the lily of the valley, the God of the storms, and the God of the wind, and the God of the little sparrow, that you love us so much. Thank you. And that every word that we speak is important in your hearing. Of all the people in the earth, we still carry just as significant an importance in your presence. Thank you. As small as we think our voices may be, like a little tweet in the atmosphere, a little tweet in the sounds that are radiating in the heavens, you know our voice. And Lord, I just thank you this morning that there's no one else's voice that can get your ear like our own voice when we cry out to you, when we praise and glorify your name. And so, Lord, accept our worship. Accept our praise and adoration that you matter to us. We want you. We want you. We want only you, God. We want you. You are the only true God. We want you. We love you. We love you, God. We love you. We love you. We want you. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you. We want you. We desire you. We hunger for you. We want more of you. We want you. Lord, we have to have you, or we'll die without you. We have to have you to breathe and have our being, Lord. We have to have you. You are a part of the elements of life, Lord God. You are the sustainer of life. As we get up every day, Lord, we realize we need you more each day as we draw closer to you and understand you in fresh and new revelatory ways. And we're so glad that your arms are open wide all the time for each one of us. Thank you. And so we praise you this morning. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to talk today a little bit of our subject matter today is old shame. Old shame. The reason the Lord brought this subject matter to me is areas that I have been dealing with myself personally or others that I love that have been dealing with some old shame that the enemy would try to bring back in our lives. And oftentimes, sometimes we get stuck or we have old memories that would try to keep us bound to something that God has delivered us from. When we think about the word shame, as we talk about spiritual fitness, we can no longer walk in an old place when God has given us new life. An old place is where it has been worn and torn, as Jesus showed us when he died, that his body had no more use. His spirit could no longer hold a piece of carcass that no longer had any value. And when it was all said and done, he gave up the ghost. We who love the Lord once lived in an old carcass, if you will, that was used, abused, used in ways that were ungodly, where the enemy would try to bring shame and keep us in a place that would not allow us to move. But praise be that God gave us a way out, and he came and showed us through the way that he lived. The enemy is so good at walking in shame himself, and that's why he does what he does, to continue to try to shame us that have been delivered from oppression, mental, physical, or spiritual abuse. Some of us came out of great confusion, where some of us ended up in mental hospitals. Why? Because of the shame, the disgrace that we felt, how we had our bodies were dishonored, our thoughts were dishonored, our entire soul was dishonored. We lost our self-esteem, who we were. Some of us didn't even know who we were. I knew. I went through a series where I didn't know me. I had a name, but who was I? I couldn't tell you. Some of us came into this old shame area where our reputations were tarnished, character assassinated, that we carried this shame that we didn't want no one even to know who we are, so we always kept ourselves hidden. Sometimes people's shame came in just different ways. Either they've been disgraced, humiliated. Some of us, due to their private parts being touched or done in a wrong way, brought shame, because there's a natural response within each one of us knowing right from wrong. We knew something wasn't right, even as children, but we didn't know what to call it. But shame was brought to us, some of us, right from the womb, or while we're in our mother's womb. And so, because of it, we find ourselves in this place where the enemy would want to try and bring old shame into the newness of life that we're living in. I want to encourage you this morning that our spiritual fitness is we don't stay in something that God has delivered us from. We don't go back to what God has delivered us from. You see, some of us may have some of the same, remembering some of the same feelings, but it's what we do with them is what really matters. Shame can be a very emotionally exhausting and painful awareness of something that has happened to us, that our image of ourselves, the way we see ourselves, are all tied in together. When we look at ourselves, we see the shame, not the individual. We see the disgrace, not the individual. We see we're not worthy. We see not who we really are. We are based on just that shame. But I'm here to break that this morning to all our listeners. You're not shame. You're not disgrace, because Jesus Christ died for you. You no longer have to take on an identity that was given to you that was not yours. It was an identity of man. It was an identity that Satan used to keep you trapped. And as long as you stayed trapped, there was no way that you were going to come out, you thought. You thought that, but look where you are today. Shame allows you sometimes to walk in pride. So people don't really see the true you on the inside. But the true you, that once you have given your heart to the Lord and you have crossed over to the other side, is a new creature, not the old. And sometimes when the enemy will bombard us with shame, we tend to find ourselves looking at something that once was. It's just a camouflage. It's not you. It is a trap of the enemy for you to take a look at yourself as what you was, but not what you are, where you're going to be. Shame sometimes makes us feel embarrassed. Again, we feel humiliated, but we don't stay there, because God has given us a course out of all of this. Thank you, Lord. What comes to my mind is the woman with the well. Jesus began to wait at the well for this woman that was considered a grace and a shame, really, to the people. There were Jews and Gentiles. They were mixed. They were a breed that no one really wanted to participate with, but yet Jesus waited at the well for this woman. And when she saw and met with him and realized he was the source that she needed, and she realized who was speaking to her, she ran back to the village and shared with them all that he had spoken to her. Not only she got delivered, but all were delivered. When she was standing at the well with him, she experienced shame, because the Lord said to her how many husbands she had. And all of a sudden she was reminded, as she sat there listening to the master, who she was. But when she realized that he had a gift for her that would remove that shame, she became a new person, or she would not have gone and evangelized to everyone what he had said and come and see, because now she knew the true source of her wealth. She knew the new source now of who she was, which made a transformation in her life. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's time for us to get to that place where we have to remember we have been qualified because of the Lord Jesus. When we're walking in shame, we feel oftentimes that we've been disqualified because of someone's perception of us, or how they, what they see in us, and how they give us the type of value that they put upon us. But the Lord wants you to know that you've been qualified by him. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes there are areas in our lives that we're just not really ready to deal with. But if you turn it over to the Lord, you can handle it. There's nothing too hard for God. See, either we stay in the light or we go back into the darkness where we're trying to hide something else that we may not be aware of. And whatever it is, we need to give it back to the Lord. We don't have to be afraid of God's light. It's in that light that everything is exposed, and even the crevices of our heart. Maybe there's some area of shame that you're still dealing with that has not been exposed. And part of our spiritual fitness is asking God to put the light on that area of darkness in us that we have not dealt with, and ask him to expose it so we can be stronger for it. Amen. I want to take you to a scripture that really brought this to me this morning. Thank you, Lord. Did I just lose my scripture? I hope not. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I think I might have. It was a story about Paul. As he was standing before King Agrippa, looking for it still. Anyways, in the story about King Agrippa, he was standing before him and he was sharing with him why he is the way he was. I did think I lost my scripture, but that's okay. I can kind of paraphrase, and maybe another morning I can tell you where it is. Of course, you guys can forgive me because it's early in the morning. Hallelujah. Now, that's the beauty about getting up in the morning. We can give grace to our sleepiness. But anyways, what I wanted to share with you this morning is about Paul. Paul was standing before King Agrippa, and he was telling him that, you know, why he got to this place where he was standing before him. And he was telling him what happened to him. He was a man that was, he was shameful because of what he had done. He was going around killing Christians and beating them up and putting them in jail. And one day on his road to Damascus, a light shone upon him, and the Lord spoke to him. And he said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And it's in that moment, in that darkness that he was walking in, the Lord brought light into his shame. What was he doing? And so he began to move into this era where he was turning around and beginning to give the light of God's love to the people that he came before. And now he stood before a king. And the king said, are you trying to make me like you? And he says, not only you, king, but everybody else up in here. Glory be to God. He was trying to let them know, listen, I am guilty. I walked in a place that many have never walked in. I killed you guys. I killed those, this anyone that had the name of Jesus on their lips. I killed them, and I knew the word. I did everything possible to eradicate this group till I had an encounter, until I met Jesus on my road to Damascus. And in that moment, he had a revelation. And God shined his light upon him and spoke to him. And then he found himself blind for several days until a servant of God came and touched his eyes and he was able to see. That's what it is like for many of us, that we were walking in this place where all these areas of shame bombarded us because we were vulnerable and we became victims. But then all of a sudden, a light shined in our circumstances. Sometimes it was just a little bit of light. And it was through that light we began to see it, but we couldn't reach out to it because we had so much shame. But in the presence of God, he's able to remove all that shame from our lives. I can tell you from my own personal experience that I have been through some stuff. And I'm about to write my book because it's volumes, really. But I know what it is to walk in shame and be fearful of being in the presence of anyone that brought shame or hurt me in one way or another. But when I realized who God was in my personal life, I began to exercise my faith through him. I began to exercise and count on his strength and his love and his endurance and him being my armor, him being my strong tower, him being my defense, him being my suitor, him being my knight in shining armor on a white horse, if you will. That's kind of like a dream of young girls wanting a knight with a white horse to save them. And I did. I received that. And because of it, I was able to not only take my power back from those that allowed me to feel a certain way, but now I knew I didn't have to feel that way anymore. I no longer needed to walk in old shame. And so how I knew I was healed was when anytime a situation that looked familiar to me, an old shame would come up, I was able to deal with it because I knew I was healed. How did I know I was healed? That every time an old situation would also come up, I would not freak out. In fact, anything now, I became angry about it. I began to want to bring justice to that situation. That's how I knew I was healed. And to do it in righteousness, to do it in a way that would give God honor, and not to bring shame upon shame, but to bring God's love in the midst of shame. Glory be, if that makes any sense. And so we don't keep shaming others as the enemy would have done in our lives. We don't give him not one more drop. We bring love in the midst of it. And so if you're still going through the old shame, that means there still needs to be some deliverance. That means that there needs to be an area in the area that God needs to shine upon to bring healing to. So I just want to encourage you today, as a part of your spiritual exercise, whatever old shame that you're still dealing with that has been tormenting you, that keeps coming up in your life, that you know has been shifting you in different ways, it's time to let God put a light on that thing and what is hidden now be exposed. So you see, your story is for somebody else. Your story is to set someone else free. And that's what the man of God was doing before King Agrippa. He was letting him know, for this reason I was born, for this reason what I've gone through, but I'm here to give testimony that God is real. Look at me today. Not only that you be saved, but all of us that are here today. And so may God bless you this morning as you consider this. Give it to Jesus. He will carry you through. Glory be to God. He is the rock. He is everything that we need. And as he stands with you, the sword of the Spirit will stand before you, which is the word of God, to say, I am with you, daughter. I am with you, son, in Jesus' name. May God bless you. Look forward to having our guest tomorrow morning bringing a word. And so listen in, dial in, and listen, Eagles of Fire. May God bless each one of you this morning. And then please enjoy again our music for this morning, Everything to You. Amen.